This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Public Schools are set to see a big boost in state aid next year. New numbers from the State Department of Public Instruction shows MPS aid will jump nearly 18%. That's more than $104 million more than last year. The increase comes as most districts statewide are seeing cuts. Just over 300 districts are getting less money, while 111 will get more. Education officials say the changes are due to enrollment shifts and updated funding formulas. Milwaukee police are warning reckless drivers that their cars could soon be towed after a new state law passed the legislature. The law allows officers to impound vehicles after just one reckless driving offense, even if the driver isn't the owner. At a press conference at the city tow lot yesterday, officials said they're taking away the vehicle as a weapon to protect the community. To get a car back, drivers must pay fines and towing fees. Officials say they hope the tougher approach will cut down on dangerous driving. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Federal agents started tracking a Kenosha man after someone reported his TikTok post threatening law enforcement. Court records say 38-year-old Andrew Stanton allegedly encouraged people to shoot at ICE agents. Investigators say a tip sent to the Wisconsin Statewide Intelligence Center started the case in late August. TikTok then gave subscriber records to federal officials, helping them trace the videos back to Stanton. He now faces a federal charge for threatening U.S. officials, and he does remain in custody. There was a short safety hold at two Waukesha County schools yesterday. Authorities say Kettle Moraine High and Wales Elementary were placed on a hold while police looked for someone wanted out of Racine County. Officers searched the area and confirmed that the person wasn't nearby. The schools were cleared and opened up within minutes. Our airport isn't airing the ads. Officials at Mitchell International are refusing to air a federal government video that blames Democrats for the ongoing shutdown. Airport officials say county rules blocks them from showing any political messages inside the building. The video, recorded by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, was meant to play on monitors at TSA checkpoints around the country. Airports in several major cities have also declined to run it. Milwaukee officials say their decision is about following local law, not politics. And Brewers fans are gearing up to take over Davidson Park again for tonight's Game 3 against the Dodgers. The free watch party kicks off this afternoon at the Harley-Davidson campus with a 200-inch screen, food trucks, and live entertainment. Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages will do a pop-in. Fans should plan to arrive early and bring lawn chairs or blankets. First pitch happens just after 5 o'clock. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelich hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.